last Sunday we said that the Lord is unchanging. He's uncaused, but he's unbroken. We humans, we, the members of Greater Beulah, love to do things our way. Forget the easy way. Forget the common way. Forget the best way. Forget the right way. Forget God's way. We just want to do it our way. Isaiah 53:6, they are we like sheep gone astray. And we have turned everyone to his own way. All you had to do was to apologize, but you had to argue. All you had to do was listen, but we had to open our mouth and talk. All we needed to do was be patient, but we had to take control. All we needed to do was to give it to God, but we tried to fix it ourselves. You know, the reason why God calls us sheep is because sheep are not only dependent preachers. Sheep are also singularly unintelligent. They are unable to find themselves to the sheepfold, even when they're looking at it. Sheep are defenseless. They can't run, they can't bite, or they can't claw you. That's why you never see a sheep as a team mascot. Nobody would name that team the New Orleans Sheeps. You got Rams and you got the Bears and the Falcons. Nobody wants to follow after a sheep. Sheep are not only dependent and defenseless, but they are also dead. Sheep are just like that. And you know, I really wondered why David didn't use another metaphor. Why did David use a better metaphor? The Lord is my commanding chief, or he could say, the Lord is my king. David was all of those things. He was a commanding chief. He was a king. But David was remembering, watch this now, how he took care of his sheep, how he paid attention to his sheep both day and night, and how he slept with them and watched over them. And he remembered all of their names, and when he thought about the characteristics of sheep, he said, the Lord is not my commanding chief. The Lord is not my king. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, I don't know about you, Buell, but I need a shepherd because I'm dependent. I need a shepherd because I'm defenseless and I'm dirty. The Lord is my shepherd. Is. The Lord is.
All right,
Bridget. Is. Now, is, watch this. Is the dialectical present tense, first person single of the verb to be.
Yeah.
Which literally translates the Lord be being my shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just be being my shepherd. When I'm dirty, the Lord is just be being my shepherd. When I'm defenseless, he's just be being my shepherd. When I'm all alone, when I'm by myself, when I'm sick and when I'm in trouble, the Lord just be being my shepherd. I wish I had somebody in here this morning who just wants the Lord to be your shepherd. When you feel dirty, when you feel defenseless, you don't have to depend on anybody else. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, if you look, David could have used some other personal noun, pronoun. He could have said, the Lord is our shepherd. He could have said, the Lord is your shepherd. Those are all personal pronouns. David didn't even use a definitive article because the word shepherd in front of the word for the shepherd, because it's not enough to say the Lord is a shepherd, because that places him with another, watch this, ordinary shepherd. It's not enough to own him as the shepherd, because that simply set him apart from another, somebody else. Right. We must be able to say that the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
And Buell, that makes him personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I thank God for those of you who know that the Lord is your shepherd.
Yeah.
And you know, people, I'm going to move away from trying to get folks to say amen and to give you glory. I watch that. I ain't going to try to make you do that no more. Because if he's not your shepherd, if he's not your guide, if he's not your protector, then there's nothing I can do or say that can get you to praise the Lord. I'm not going to be doing all that hollering until I blew in the face, because if he's not your provider, if he's not your guide, if that has nothing I could say, nothing the cry can do, nothing that will move you, because you don't even know who he is. You don't know who we're talking about. But if you have your own relationship, if he's your personal guide, if he's your shepherd, if he answered your prayer, then you shouldn't need me to tell you to give him no glory. Because if God is your shepherd, that's a personal thing. He walks with me. He made a way for me. He healed me. He put food on my table. He did my mother, my father. And he died for me. And that makes it personal. Not only is it personal, but to me, it's precious.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's precious. I wish I had some help in it as well. You see, I'm not going to let anybody come between, watch this, me and my relationship with God. And that relationship is the most precious relationship that I could have. Now, we can fuss and fight Monday through Saturday, but on Sunday morning, I ain't mad at nobody. Because on Sunday morning, I need mercy. I need some sympathy. I can't let you make me mad enough to lose my witness. I wish I had some help. That relationship is a precious relationship as a father. Sometimes your children will disappoint you. Don't talk back to me like that. Sometimes they will act in a way that you didn't raise them. I'm talking about some parents who got some children who have broken their heart maybe once or twice. You told them over and over and over, don't do that. Because you're going to get in trouble. But they do it anyhow. But when you are a parent, in spite of your disappointments, watch this now. Wherever they are, you're going to go and find them. You're going to spend your last dime to come to their rescue. Because you love them just that much. I wish I had somebody. No crime, no lie, nothing they do will be able to stop a real parent from loving that child. Because they are flesh of your flesh and bone. Great and beautiful. You can just be in your kitchen, washing dishes.